It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto is calling for an audit of the Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, which oversees the city's finances, after an investigation by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review found that nearly all of the authority's financial records have been destroyed. I'm joined now by phone by the reporter who broke this story, the Tribune Review's Carl Prine. Carl Prine, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. What exactly has happened with the ICA's financial records? Why were they, if in fact they were, why were they destroyed?
That's a very good question. We're still trying to figure that out. The ICA has said part of the records were destroyed because there was an unwritten policy that allowed the director to dispense with records after they had undergone an independent audit. That would be very different from any other state agency. There are retention laws that guide this. But other things just have disappeared. No one has any idea what happened to them. Even very recent receipts are gone.
Now, the executive director, Henry Shortino of the authority, has he offered any explanation for what has been going on for the disappearance or the destruction of the records?
Other than what he said in his affidavit, again, I should mention that ICA is trying to block us from reading many of the surviving documents. They say that this is a state secret and we can't get to them. So, you know, there's ongoing hearings about this. And in his affidavit, Henry said that as I mentioned before, that some of this, the board policy had allowed him to destroy some of these records, and other things like the checkbook had been destroyed as a matter of course back in around 2009, 2010, and that other records are simply gone, and there's no explanation for why they're missing. They're simply gone.
And so as you are trying to fight this through legal channels, what is the argument that the Trib is making for why there should be open access to these records?
Well, fundamentally, what it comes down to is in a democracy, a free press can only work if there are documents, if there's some public record of what happened, especially financial records. And if you don't have that, then you're left with nothing. Citizens can't debate issues. They can't talk about spending. They can't make informed decisions about what's going on in public policy if they can't even find a record about this. Democracy breaks down. And that's our fundamental argument, is that you have to be accountable to the public and you have to keep records.
What more should we know about Mr. Shortino's background?
Well, this is something the city has made an issue of. He had a bankruptcy a few years ago, and this is odd because the person who is lecturing the city on financial financial matters is himself did himself go bankrupt after being accused of a series of business improprieties. And according to board members, this was never disclosed to them. So they had no idea that their own director had been bankrupt. And you have to remember, the sole purpose of the ICA is to prevent the city of Pittsburgh from going bankrupt. It's to solve the insolvency problems, the long-term financial problems of Pittsburgh. And yet the face of this organization filed for bankruptcy and was granted federal protection.
Right. And isn't part of the ICA's due diligence to investigate or do a simple background check on the person they're hiring to run their organization? How does someone with so many financial problems end up being appointed head of a state authority entrusted with overseeing the finances of an entire city in the first place?
Well, that's where it becomes interesting, because he dates back to 2004. He's been there longer than any board member. The board that exists now, the majority of the board was only appointed in the last few weeks. So they're learning about this now. Apparently, according to previous board members, this was never disclosed to them by anybody, either previous board members or by their executive director.
We're talking with Carl Prine of the Tribune Review, who broke the story about the Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, which oversees the city of Pittsburgh's finances, that all of the authority's financial records have reportedly been destroyed. And reportedly, in its investigation, the Trib found it impossible to track the hours that the head of the organization actually works. Carl, you've looked into this, and you haven't been able to determine exactly when he comes and goes and what exactly he does.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because he lives 280 miles away. He's in town. It appears he's generally in town on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Some Thursdays he's here. theoretically, I guess he's here when the board directs him to be there. But I've talked to numerous board members, and they cannot say how many hours he actually works and what he's doing.
Yeah, I love the part in your piece about how you, I believe you went to the office and you saw all this mail addressed to him that was just kind of stacked up, waiting to be picked up.
Yeah, some of it was federal tax documents. This is like official correspondence from the IRS that's just sitting for days, apparently, and some furniture for anybody to walk into the vestibule and take, I guess.
And how much is this individual being paid?
We haven't gotten audited figures for the last 2 years. He makes his base salary right now, I believe, is $12,000 a month. He also has vacation. He has other. There's retirement pay and insurance pay that goes into this account as well. In his peak years, according to audited figures, he seemed to be making more than $300,000.
Needless to say, Mayor Perduto is not happy about this. What was his reaction, and what is he planning to do?
The city has very little ability to control the ICA. ICA operates as a state agency. It's authority. All the city can do at this point is urge the board that has come in, to do an internal forensic audit, to bring in an independent auditor to come in and see especially any electronic records that might survive so that they can track where the spending was on this. From what I understand, the board members are not going to have a problem with that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where this story goes, and obviously it sounds like they're going to do what Woodward and Bernstein did, and people looking into this, including yourself, and follow the money. We've been talking with Tribune Review reporter Carl Prine. Carl, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for reading the Trib.
You bet. Coming up later, U.S. Senate candidate Katie McGinty joins us, but up next, from muscle cars to rooftop grilling, how we sell the founders and why it matters. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.